Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Felicia Dujon, lecturer in philosophy, Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On December 31, 1942, the Barbados Annual Review carried an important story on the distribution of fruit trees and seedlings to residents in Barbados. The journal noted that the Agricultural Department distributed an array of fruit trees to peasants at reduced prices, and that these fruit trees included budded orange, grapefruit, shaddock, lime, palmo, and guava seedling. Pomelo and seedling guava. The review noted that seeds of string beans, carrots, cabbage, colberry, lettuce, pink bonnivus, echinot, and christophane were distributed and sold to peasants. This distribution was part of a large Grow More Food campaign and also involved the distribution of 20,000 pamphlets to peasants in 34 districts. This information provided by the Department of Agriculture gave instructions on manufacture and use of compost and mulching. Such distribution of seedlings and instruction for viable growth came against the background of the Second World War, which resulted in severe shortages of imported commodities. What also made shortages acute were German U-boat activity in the Caribbean and Barbadian waters. For example, several months earlier, on September 11, 1942, the Cornwallis, laden with food for Barbados, was torpedoed in Kylisle Bay by a German U-boat. Even the intercolonial trade with British Guiana and Trinidad was disrupted with the harassment and sometimes sinking of the schooners such as the Mona Marie, 50 miles west of Barbados, as it left Barbados for Trinidad in June 1942. It was imperative, therefore, for the peasant farmers to acquire seedlings and the trees, and that the knowledge for the propagation of such trees and plants be widely circulated. For its part, the government, at the bequest of Winter Crawford, opened a cassava plant at Lancaster St. James, designed to meet the local flour shortage, and plantations scaled back on sugarcane production to plant more yams and potatoes.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.